Throughout this week, we went over Psalm, or our verse of the week was Psalm 113:3. Is Emma still in here? Can I just briefly invite you back up? We definitely talked about this beforehand. Give it up for our Bible captain, Miss Emma Gruski. So this week, it was Psalm 113:3. And so, kids, if you will stand up to just where you're at, we need your help to teach our adults what the motions are to this thing. So first, I'll read the verse. So the verse is, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And so then our motions are this: from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Psalm 113:3. So now, adults, will you please follow our wonderful Bible captain with your own hands and stuff? So, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Psalm 113:3. Give it up for Miss Emma. Thank you so much. Man, truly, truly, what a precious week. I just had a great ability this week to be a floater, where I got to just kind of see a lot of things happen at once and just kind of be like, hey, I'm here, whatever. I often just got to kind of sit and watch all that was happening at VBS. And so what I got to see was I got to see moments in the missions track, and I got to see moments in Bible and in crafts and worship. I was mostly up here. I was watching your kids here. But there was such a special thing to be able to see both my students, your kids, our adults, just work together. Students, I'm very proud of you. This week, it was an honor to serve alongside you. Your attitudes were incredible, and you did a great job. Kids, you guys were great. There was a lot of adjustment midweek, and yet your attitudes were incredible, and y'all's yee-haws were out of this world, and it was great. And y'all learned that verse like bosses, so that was awesome. And adults and parents, thank you for trusting us with your kids for a week. That's just a special thing. And to be able to sit back and see joy, and to see, hey, like, thanks for taking my kids, or the kids just smiling, having fun, for students to be helping with crafts, and to be, playing Gaga ball, and then allowing yourself to lose at Gaga ball, or to win at Gaga ball, both teaching hard lessons, and then allowing them to have the victory as well. I had a very proud and full heart, and it was a very exciting week. And so, Psalm 113:3, just such a cool thing, especially to the start of that video, just to sit back and to hear kids to quote scripture, to talk about it, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. That's a beautiful thing. And what a challenge it should be to us as well, to praise the Lord with our lives in all that we do. And so today I wanted to take Psalm 113 as a whole, and for us to talk about it, look at it, be challenged by it, be encouraged by it. And so I'm very excited for that. As we dive in, one thing that we can take from this is that to praise the Lord is to exalt his greatness, his authority, and mercy. And what this does, it also reminds us of our position and need. And so to praise the Lord is to exalt his greatness, authority, and mercy. And this also reminds us of our position and need. And so it's just a beautiful thing. But it's worth asking, if you were to look at your life right now, what is it that you are praising? What is your life in praise or in worship of? What is it that day to day that your mind clings to, that you celebrate, where your wins are found, where your joy and happiness, what are you striving for? What is it that you celebrate? What is it that you praise? What is it that you worship? And so we're going to read Psalm 113. We'll pray, and then we will dive straight in. Psalm 113, it's in your pew Bibles. Whenever you walked in and there's a little black Bible there. If you do not have a Bible, that is now your Bible. It's on, Psalm 113 should be on page 510, if somebody wants to confirm or not. But I believe it's 510 in my Bible. It's on the Word document, so that's not helpful. But page 510, Starting in verse 1, it says this. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. God, thank you for Vacation Bible School. Thank you for this week. Thank you for the building to have it in. Lord, thank you for our kids, for our volunteers, for our adults. Thank you that we're here this morning. God, I just pray that as we dive into your word, Lord God, please help us. Please open up our hearts, our minds, our ears to hear what you have to say. Lord, if there's conviction that needs to happen, Lord, please help us to hear your voice loud and clear, and then to be bold and strong to take action on that. God, we love you and praise you and thank you in your holy name. Amen. So first, we are challenged in Psalm 113 to praise the Lord always. Will you go like this with me? Always. This is going to be our thing for always. We praise the Lord always. So in Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3, again, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord for this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And so this is very simply a call to praise. This is like, hey, believer, hey, let us praise our God. Let us praise him and worship him. And it's okay to be challenged like that sometimes. When we're looking off and it's like, hey, let's lift our eyes. Let us worship our King. Let's praise the Lord. And they say it at least three times in a row. And it's just, let us praise him. And this is at the start. Psalm 113 through Psalm 118 are called the Hallel Psalms. These are psalms that would be recalled before the Passover, before celebrations like this. Typically, it was Psalm 113 and 114 that were shared first. Then after the meal, it was Psalm 115, 16, 17, 18. And so these were shared as, man, let's remember the Lord our God, how he brought us out of Egypt, how he's delivered us, how he's taken care of us. Let's remember our King, his power, his authority, his presence, to recall that. And we need that too. We live in a world where there is a distraction everywhere you look. And so to remember, hey, let us praise the Lord. That is a beautiful thing. And we're supposed to have this, it's a call to wholehearted, eternal, overwhelming praise, to praise our God. It's not based on circumstances, not based on feelings or emotions or how great or bad the week is. We just praise the Lord. Our lives are to be lived in praise. As I was looking at this, I was reminded by a 10 out of 10 movie called Facing the Giants. It's about a coach called Grant Taylor, and he is a guy that's coaching at a Christian high school, and kind of everything at the start of the movie is falling apart. And if you're like, I was about to watch this, it's been out for like 25 years, so that's kind of on you. But he's this coach of a Christian high school, life is falling apart, marriage is having a hard time, finances are in the dumpster, everything is just wrong. And so eventually throughout the course of the movie, he's challenged to submit everything to the Lord. He's like, all right, whatever I'm trying to do here, it's not working. God, this has to belong to you. And so through the course of some awesome scenes and stuff, the football team as well, where he's in danger of losing his coaching job, eventually they kind of restart and center their lives and like, all right, how do we as a team, yes, seek to play well, but honor God in how we play and honor God in how we win and lose. And so their mindset changes, and of course, there's all these powerful moments, and it's great. But there's this thing where before the game and after the game, mid-game, they say, if we lose, we praise him. If we win, we praise him. And so there's just this, it's a simple challenge, but a great one. And it's a challenge for our hearts. Whenever things are great, whenever life is going amazing, like everything is the way it should be, can we continue to praise the Lord and not fall into that self-sufficient mindset of, oh, well, I've got everything taken care of now, so let me put God back here. No, we praise the Lord for what he's given us. We praise the Lord for what he's provided, for what he's done. So even when things are great, we praise the Lord. Even when things are terrible, truly terrible, there is a challenge in our hearts. One, to either, it's only if things are bad enough that we're like, all right, God, I need you. Or when things are bad that we say, well, I didn't get my way, so God, you must not be here. No, there is a challenge in the great, in the terrible, in the good, the bad, the middle. We are to praise the Lord in all things. And I realize that me standing up here in a bright red shirt, there are some heavy burdens in this room, some heavy things that I probably couldn't imagine or think of, and I am sorry. What I can tell from this text is we are called to worship. We are called, no matter the circumstances, to say, God, how might I praise you? God, what can I recall? God, what can I praise? God, how can I need to praise you? And so if we win, we praise him. If we lose, we praise him. It's a great lesson. And so we praise his name. Whenever it says to praise his name, what it's not saying is just like, God. Like the name of God is awesome. Yahweh, so cool. Jehovah, just even in itself, it's like, that's a cool word. That's a cool name. But for example, and Jesse, I'm going to use your name. I'm sorry. But if two of us were out somewhere, let's say that we were at HEB or whatever, and we saw each other, and I'm like, I think I recognize you. And I'm like, where do you go to church? Or let's just say we get there. And it's like, oh, yeah, I go to Harvest. Great. Do you know Jesse? Jesse, yeah, Jesse. And like, we know Jesse, and that's like a common thread. It's probably not just like Jesse, like just the name. It's the fact that we both have a shared experience with Jesse. Whenever the name Jesse comes to mind, whenever I'm talking to my dad, I'm like, oh, yeah, Jesse's here. What comes to mind is the long night conversations that Jesse and I have had. It's the joy, the humor. It's the times when I will come into his office, I'm like, here's this thing. And he's like, was that a question or a statement? I'm like, I'm not sure. He's like, let's figure it out. Like, there's a relationship here. And so the name Jesse in my heart is not just this surface level title. There's depth to it. There is a deeply rooted connection to the name. And so when I talk about Jesse, it's not just him, but it talks about his character, who he is. And so when we say to praise the Lord, praise his name, we are recalling his character, his reputation, his actions, his deeds, his power, his authority. We're talking about God. And so over the past few weeks, we've talked about a few pretty awesome titles. There's Jehovah Rohi, which is the Lord our Shepherd. There's Jehovah Shalom, which is the Lord our. There is Adoni, Lord or Master. There's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our Provider. There's Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord our Righteousness. Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies. There's El Shaddai, God Almighty. There's Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. So these are eight great titles, and ultimately, it is human words seeking to capture an infinite God. And so they will always fall short. But when we think about God, when we praise his name, we praise the Lord our God, the things we know about him, the thing that scripture talks about who he is, his love, his strength, as Wade was talking about, his omniscience, his omnipresence, his all of these things, who God is. We praise him. We praise his name. We praise all that he is. And so, and God is all of these things, no matter the circumstance, no matter the time. Our God is unchanging. He is eternal, and he is great. And so we praise the Lord, and we are called to do so as well. And so we praise the Lord always, 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 always. And then we praise the Lord on high. Go on high. So we praise the Lord on high. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? And so to praise the Lord on high, he is exalted. He is high, he's lifted up, he's glorified, held in high regard. He is the God that is above all things. There is no ruler or power or system that sits above our God. He is enthroned above it all. In a world full of chaos, we find comfort in knowing that God isn't just with us. He reigns above us. And so it says, who is like the Lord our God? The answer is that there is no one. There is no one like our God. There is no enemy stronger than our God. There is no sin that reaches farther than his grace or that trumps his grace. Or it's like, except for that one. His grace is greater. There is no God like our God. Nothing compares to him. If our God is for us, who can stand against us? This is the God that we are praising. When we say to praise his name, this is him. We praise the Lord and all that he is. He is the creator of the universe. With mere words, he made the sun, the thing that I get desperately sunburnt by because I was blessed with that type of skin. It's just great, that he spoke wind, time, you into motion, that he carefully crafted you because he loves you. He knows you. He knows our thoughts before we think them, knows our words before we say them. This is our God. Who is like our God? There is no one. And so when it says that he looks far down, this is not saying that he's like, you're the worst. This is saying that it denotes his position, his authority, his power, that he is above everything and below nothing. It is incredible and it's beautiful. And when I think about that, I'm like, yes, I'm like, that's my God. Like, that's who I serve. That's my king. That's my father. Like, he who is above all, he is the one who calls me son. And that's a beautiful thing. And so it struck a similar chord in my mind in Romans 8, 38, and 39 about how our God desperately loves us, how he sent his son to die for us. But it says, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is a beautiful thing. There is nothing else in all creation. That's pretty encompassing for everything. There's nothing above our God. And so we praise him for that. We praise the Lord on high. We recognize that about him. And that we, as for those of us who have placed our faith in Christ, that is our Father. That is our King. And if God is for us, who can stand against us? And so he is high above everything. He's exalted above all. And yet he cares for you and for me. And so we praise the Lord always. We praise the Lord on high. And we praise the Lord who stoops low. Who stoops low. And so in verses 4 through 6, it says, the Lord is, verses 7 through 9. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. And so, Bennett, where are you at? I'm going to steal you really quick. Whenever it says that he raises the poor from the dust, he lifts the needy from the ash heap. This was used to represent mourning. To where it's somebody who is poor in dust, right? They are sitting amongst, whether that be poverty, whether that be poor in some other manner, to be sitting amongst the needy from the ash heap. Somebody who is desperately lost in mourning and sadness in whatever sin, whatever thing. And so when he paints this picture that he raises the poor, that he tends to the needy, and he makes them sit with princes. I saw this picture in my mind of you know, we are here. We're the poor in the dust. We are the needy in the ash heap. And just our God, who is on high, right? He's high above everything. Nothing above our God. Nothing more powerful. Nothing more holy. And yet he sees us in our brokenness, in our need. And he comes down and just with absolute strength and power, just he restores us. He lifts us up. Thank you, Bennett. Thank you. It's just a sweet thing. And it give it up for Bennett as he goes and have a seat. You did great. There's something there. It's beautiful to think that we too, lost, broken, needy, mourning, lost, were in the dust, for our God to see us in our need, to intervene, to stoop low, and to pick us up. Goodness gracious, the God of the universe cares about you so much that he did that for you. It's an incredible thing. He gives a barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children, doing the impossible, seeing what in this culture would be an outcast, somebody who could not do this thing, to say, no, like, come to me. And then to make her a joyous mother of children, miraculous and or whatever. Like, that's beautiful. This is our God. This is what he does. It is beautiful. We praise the Lord. And so what is broken is made whole. What is lost is found. What is dark is made light. What is hopeless is given hope. There's all those things. There's all those imageries. And yet it's beautiful. And it's what is true of you and me because of the God that we serve, because of these things. What is destined for eternal suffering is redeemed to eternal life because of our God. And so we say that our God stoops low. How low did our God stoop? And the answer is pretty low. He became man. Our God on high, who is worthy of praise, he stooped so low that he saw us in our need. He became man. He lived on this earth. He washed his disciples' feet. And one of the greatest examples of just humility, you know, to wash somebody's feet, to be on your knees and to wash, this is a very vulnerable position. To be washing somebody's feet, and disgusting. Feet are gross, and especially walking around in sand all day. This is stooping low. For the King of the universe to wash his disciples' feet, this is our King, and this is our God. It's what we are called to do. He washed his disciples' feet. He died on the cross for our sins. He bore punishment and mocking and all of these things, suffered for our sake. He saw the debt that you and I owed, and he paid it. It's not that it went away. It's not that it's just, gone. It's that your debt was outstanding, and he paid it for you. He said, I want you, I love you, and so this debt that you owe, I got it. Just believe in me. Just put your faith, your trust in me. And that is a beautiful thing and a challenge for you today, July 27th, 2025. That challenge is for you today. He paid the debt for you and I. He stooped low because he saw you in need, saw you in your brokenness, saw us in the ash heap, and sought to raise us up. So he saw the debt that we owed and paid it. He died. And he rose again. He ascended, and one day he shall return and bring us home. That is the God that we serve. That is the God that we praise. That is the God. This is why we're called to praise him, because no matter how terrible or how great, this is true, and this is eternal. It is finished and done. And so we know that one day this life will be over. Eventually, we are called home. Eventually, we get to go to a place without mourning, without sickness, without death, without emptiness, without tears. There is just Jesus. And joy. Joy in Jesus. Amen, Davis. That this is the God that we serve. And so we praise him all the time. We praise him because he is good. He is worthy of praise. He is high above all, and he stoops low. He stooped low for you and me. That is why we praise him. And so the question is, man, what do you worship? Where are you today? What has your heart? What is it that your life praises? And man, can we lift our eyes to the God on high that stooped low for us? And so we praise the Lord always. We praise the Lord on high. We praise the Lord who stoops low. He is worthy of our praise. He is both exalted. He is compassionate. And he loves you. If you're sitting there today And there's that question of, man, like, is this worth it? Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Every day, every hour, every minute, it's worth it. If that question is in your heart, I beg you to ask somebody, what would this mean? We're not here to make a puppet of you and to say, oh, just say these magical words, but we would love to hold your hand and say, this is what this means. This is what it means to place your faith in Jesus. This is what day one might look like. And then day seven might look different. But what is not different is our God, is Jesus, who is eternal and amazing. And so if you'll just bow your heads, just where you're at, as the worship team comes out, just a few questions for us to stew on as we go about our week, as we close out VBS. As we talk about praising the Lord, and as we leave here, do we need for the Lord to be praised in your life more regularly? Do we need for the Lord to reign over a specific situation, area, or season of your life? Or do you need the Lord to lift you from the ash heap? Man, if there's that question, please do not hesitate. Please be bold and ask the question. Place your faith in Jesus. He is good. He loves you, and he is worthy of praise. Lord God, we're so thankful for you. God, you and your infinite nature we will never stop learning about you, about how good you are. Lord, about what you've done for us. God, about how worthy you are, how high it is that your authority and presence go, and how low you stooped for our sake. God, thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. God, I pray that as we leave today, God, that we are made new because of that. God, I pray that our priorities are shifted and we place just our mind, our hearts, the spotlight of our lives on you, God, that it is focused on you. Lord God, please help us. Lord, show us the way. We love you and praise you and thank you in your holy name. Amen.